Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Some late-game heroics earned a victory for the Redskins in Seattle. A 39-yard pass by Kirk Cousins to Josh Doctson set up the winning touchdown.
Cousins to the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looking. Going down the left sideline, looking for Doctson. Caught! It is caught! Inside the 5 to the 1 yard line. What a catch by Josh Doctson. He laid it all out that time.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL. The Redskins got the 17-14 upset win to improve to 4-4 on the season. A small Texas community is reeling today from the devastation of a Baptist church shooting where a man with an assault rifle killed 26 people ranging in age from 5 to 72.
We're talking fewer than 700 people live in Sutherland Springs, Texas. So 26 people massacred in a church while they are worshiping on a Sunday morning. That's about 4% of the population.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. The gunman was identified as 26-year-old Devin Kelly, who was discharged from the Air Force for allegedly assaulting his wife and child. The last Christopher Newport University poll before tomorrow's election in Virginia gives Democrat Ralph Northam a 6-point advantage over Republican Ed Gillespie, 51-45%. Libertarian Cliff Hira gets 2% in this poll, with only 2% of voters still undecided. In the past, you might have been able to look to certain places to see what the Commonwealth as a whole was leaning, but not so much anymore.
The true bellwether might not be how a certain county votes, but how high Democrat Ralph Northam's numbers are in Northern Virginia, says UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly.
For Gillespie, it's all about minimizing the margins that Northam's going to win in these places.
Loudoun and Prince William counties used to be considered indicators of where the Commonwealth as a whole is leaning, but look at what happened last year, Skelly says.
You know, Loudoun County and Prince William County went very comfortably for Clinton by, you know, about 21, 22 points in Prince William and by about 17 in Loudoun, so they weren't close.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's unclear this morning when Kentucky Senator Rand Paul will be able to return to work after being seriously injured in an assault at his Kentucky home.
Paul's 5 broken ribs include 3 displaced fractures, which can lead to life-threatening injuries. Police arrested his Bowling Green, Kentucky gated community neighbor, 59-year-old Rene Boucher, on Saturday and charged him with misdemeanor 4th-degree assault with a minor injury. Boucher is accused of attacking and tackling Paul from behind on Friday, but officials have not released a motive. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Loudoun County Sheriff's deputies are taking a month off from shaving.
We just want the public to know that they're not just growing beards to be scruffy. They're growing beards for a cause, and that immediately after the month is over, those beards will be coming off.
Mike Chapman, Loudoun County Police Sheriff, says they are raising money during No Shave November.
We have several foundations. One is the Prevent Cancer Foundation. Then there's the Fight Colorectal Cancer Foundation and the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
So far, they've raised $6,300. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,539. The NASDAQ at 67,64. Sports a win for the Redskins, also wins for the Cowboys and Eagles. The Giants lose, the Ravens lose. The Raiders beat the Dolphins in the late game. NBA, the Wizards get 38 points from Bradley Beal to beat the Raptors. NHL, the Caps host Arizona tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras.
They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit JohnMarshallBank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Into Kensington, Maryland, the crash is on Connecticut Avenue. So for those of you coming southbound, say south of Denfield Avenue, up ahead for the stop and go, the crash is going to be Connecticut Avenue south before you get to that split merge on from University Boulevard. Around the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring had a crash reported in the backups between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Heading through Hyattsville, there's been a water main break on Route 1 south of 410. Looks like you can get through, but lanes are reduced. Two lanes are lost because of the water main repairs. On the Beltway, we're still struggling. We have been all morning here in Maryland trying to get over near Joint Base Andrews. The first crash had been between Route 4 and Route 5. That was cleared to the shoulder. Then we had one in the backups as well. Now for Virginia, 395, pretty calm as you come off the Beltway. It looks slow through Landmark and now off and on, getting very little break toward the 14th Street Bridge, but it's just been about the volume there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up second part of the day, probably after 2 o'clock. Maybe some decent downpours in some spots. A breezy 73. Slight chance of showers early tonight down to a colder 45, but that's about normal. Some rain possible tomorrow afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Springfield, 61 in Beltsville, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Outmanned but never outplayed, the Redskins upset the Seahawks in Seattle. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning. It is Monday morning, and joining us on this Monday morning is Michael Osling. He is the fellow in contemporary Asia at the Hoover Institution. He also has a book out called The End of the Asian Century, War, Stagnation, and the Risks to the World's Most Dynamic Region. So who better to give us an overview of President Trump's trip to Asia than Michael Osling? Good morning. Welcome back to the Mornings on the Mall. Michael?
Yes, hello.
Hi, there you are. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
So we wanted to obviously talk to you about President Trump's trip overseas. The first thing that really struck me about this entire trip so far is he and Shinzo Abe, the president and Shinzo Abe, really seem to like each other. There seems to be almost like a budding bromance there. They really seem to get along very well. Am I misreading that?
No, Mary, you're right. This is something that the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, has worked on since even before the inauguration. As you know, he flew to New York right after the election and really wanted to get into Trump's head in a way to say, look, I'm going to be your best partner in Asia. And in general, I think he's succeeded. Now, there hasn't been any contentious issues that they've had to try to work through and negotiate. He hasn't had to say no to President Trump yet, and we have to see if they get to that point how that would work out. But clearly they feel this is an investment that is important to make, and I think they're right to do so.
Well, one thing that does come up that is a subject of, I mean, I wouldn't say dire contention, but one that the president would like to resolve, is that he feels like the trade deficit with Japan is something that needs to be fixed. The White House in their readout says that President Trump has actually mentioned it to Shinzo Abe. What do you make of that topic?
Yeah, I think, Vince, that it is something that on the president, when he looks at the domestic side of issues, this is very important to him. He's been able to you know, in a way, create this working relationship with Abe that's encompassed security issues and political issues, and the economics has really not yet come into play fully. Now, the one thing the president did, of course, was pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the Japanese weren't happy with that, but they played it pretty coolly, and they sort of adopted a wait-and-see approach. One thing that President Trump's talked about is a bilateral trade agreement with Japan. It's not the Japanese government's first choice, but it's something that they're open to discussing, and that is one way you could get at trying to reduce the deficit, because you would, you know, open up markets to American goods that currently face high tariffs. That actually would have been solved in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Now you have to figure out another way to do it. I think for the most part, when it comes to these economic issues, the president has focused on China, and as you know, he's also focused on Korea, where he has requested, and the Koreans have agreed to renegotiate the U.S.-Korea free trade agreement. So Japan may be coming down the line. It's just not there yet.
Can I want to ask you a little bit about protocol and I guess almost more so than anywhere else in the world that you go, it seems like an Asian trip and requires that an American president be briefed on all of the protocol and sort of how you greet and how you handle it. President Trump, not one with a light touch. We saw him over the weekend. He met the emperor of Japan, and there was a lot of people noticing when Obama had done the same thing, he bowed. He gave a very deep bow to the emperor, whereas Trump, he went with the handshake. How do you read all of that?
Well, that's appropriate, and what you're supposed to do is the handshake. You know, Obama's bow was surprising to the Japanese. Of course, you know, he bowed to the Saudi king as well.
Right.
Or it certainly looked like he did. Trump did it the right way, and, you know, maybe you're lucky because you learned from the mistake that your predecessor made and didn't have to. You're right. Look, Asia is an extremely tradition and hierarchy-bound and protocol-bound region for all of the countries, and yet at the same time, they understand that they are hosting an American. This goes back to the 19th century when the Americans first showed up, and we didn't want to do things the Asian way. And so you make allowances, certainly when you have a visiting head of state. And I think Abe did that very much. You know, they served American beef instead of Japanese beef for the meal. You know, they got into the golf cart and, you know, sort of calmly went and drove around. And so they're certainly doing their best to make Trump and Mrs. Trump feel comfortable, and I think they do that for every president. It's not just them.
What kind of reception are we going to see the president get in China? A little bit, probably not as friendly, or do you think he'll be welcome with open arms?
Well, it's really interesting because the White House is sending two messages. On the one hand, they're talking about, and rightfully so, the importance of this Sino-U.S. relationship, especially when we have to deal with North Korea, which is the great crisis of the moment. But at the same time, they're signaling that at other stops throughout the region, you know, when he's going to the Philippines, for example, he will, or South Korea maybe, he will be taking a harder line against China and talking about, you know, Chinese, encroachment in the South China Sea or the trade deficit or whatever it is. And so the Chinese obviously are going to know this. So it'll be very interesting to see how both sides decide to sort of pretend that that may not be happening, because you assume that neither one wants to have any type of blow up. Now, the president is, President Trump, that is going to see a Chinese leader, President Xi Jinping, who has just come off a very successful party Congress. He has been re-elected, so to speak, for the next 5 years, but more importantly, has emerged as clearly the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong. And so he is certainly feeling his oats. This is someone who feels that it is his time to shape Asia, if not the world, through things like the One Belt, One Road. So President Trump, I think, actually needs a very clear and strong policy and set of initiatives to present not only to China, but throughout Asia, to try to counter this idea that, you know what, this is really China's moment in the sun. Otherwise, it's ironic to say so, but even though he's going to be a big draw, he may be overshadowed not only by Xi Jinping, but by some of the other leaders at these Asian gatherings that he's going to.
Well, it seems like if China wants to continue to grow, then it's going to need to push back on America's sphere of influence, which is obviously growing by the day with North Korea acting the way way it is. The United States has a clear pretext to have force projection in that region. And I wonder, as he goes to South Korea, there's so much tension about that visit because he'll be visiting Seoul, well within range, of course, of North Korea's ability to attack Seoul. And additionally, talk of maybe a missile test by Kim Jong-un. What do you make of that trip? It seems like the most perilous stage of this trip.
Well, it certainly is, and there were talks about him going actually up to the demilitarized zone, and I think that's been dropped, though. Who knows? They may do a surprise visit there. It's perilous in many ways. It's perilous because you have to deal with the South Koreans and make sure that this alliance is as tight as possible. Otherwise, people at home are going to question, why are we out there protecting the South Koreans? You have to send very clear messages to the North Koreans. You have to send clear messages to the Chinese as well, This is where you're right, that China is not happy that the United States is actually getting more involved in the region. Look, we've been involved since 1945, but even more involved when we're pulled in by a crisis with North Korea. China would like us to be, you know, reducing our presence, or if they can drive a wedge between the U.S. and South Korea, or the U.S. And Japan. But this is certainly the crisis of the Trump administration is trying to figure out North Korea. And if I'm Kim Jong-un, I'd probably want to do a test of some kind while he's there just to show I'm not frightened and there's nothing you can really do about it. And for the most part, he's gauged the United States correctly, which is we almost never respond to these type of provocations. You know, we're getting to a tipping point where it will become clear that he has a nuclear capability and that he can target the United States. And then all bets are off as to how we respond to that threat. The president has made very clear that he will not stand for it, but you read yesterday in the Washington Post a Department of Defense response to a congressional inquiry that said that, you know what, if you really want to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons, you will have to invade and essentially occupy that country.
All right.
Michael Auslan, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and we'll keep an eye on Asia. It is now 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through the district, Benning Road, is where you normally take this into Northeast. I would try to avoid, they have it completely shut down with a vehicle fire. Benning Road at Minnesota Avenue. If you're heading inbound, that's before you get to 295. Better option right now is East Capitol Street, but again, that closure in effect for everyone there. Our other vehicle fire this morning has really put a hurting on Route 32. Finally seeing some improvement. If you heard me talk about it, it was the truck fire 32 west at Telegraph Road before we get to 175. Damascus, the crash still causing delays on 27 Ridge Road south of Route 80. But before you get to Goo Road, you were alternating under police direction there. And to Kensington, the crash Connecticut Avenue southbound before University Boulevard. A lot of volume on the George Washington Parkway, both north and south down towards Belt Run, the Key Bridge, but nothing currently reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high of 73, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, some passing clouds, slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, a low of 45. And then tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 52, with a chance of rain tomorrow, 70%. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 63 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
All right, Donna Brazile in big trouble with the Democratic Party because she is a conspiracy theorist fever dream. She's been talking over the last few days about how the Democratic primary was tipped unfairly in the direction of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was in control of everything. She was considering getting rid of Hillary after she almost collapsed into a van on a September 11th memorial. And she was considering replacing her with maybe Biden or anybody else. Just because at that point, she said the Democratic National Committee had the power to begin initiating that. Well, that's just caused a bunch of drama. Here's a quick roundup of this weekend of Donna Brazile, Nancy Pelosi, and the head of the DNC, Tom Perez, all talking about this book.
I don't think she meant the word rig, because what I said, George, as you well know, after I left this show back on July 24th, I said I would get to the bottom of everything. And that's what I did. And I called Senator Sanders to say, you know, I wanted to make sure there was no rigging in the process. I'm on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I found no evidence. None whatsoever. The only thing I found, which I said, I found the cancer, but I'm not killing the patient, was this memorandum that prevented the DNC from running its own operation.
Do you agree with the notion that the Democratic National Committee, not the primary process, but the DNC, was rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders?
Well, everyone goes back to relitigate elections when you lose. It is, everybody has a version, and maybe all of it have an element of truth. What I think we have to do is go forward.
Are you at all troubled by what Brazil is alleging?
Love that.
Well, I haven't read her book. I have great respect for her and for Hillary Clinton and everyone concerned.
It's weird.
But, again, not knowing the
suddenly
facts.
Suddenly Pelosi
of what
doesn't
it
want
is,
to relitigate
I would
an
hope,
election.
There's another side to the story.
Here's my view on this. When I hear the word
Tom Perez.
Rigged, let's be very clear. Hillary Clinton won the Democratic primary by 4 million votes. The Democratic National Committee does not run elections.
No, they just
primaries.
Organize debates and schedule them on Saturdays so no Bernie Sanders can't be seen. Yeah, I remember that. Did they or did they not throw Debbie Wasserman Schultz out on her can?
Yeah.
Before the DNC. Why was that? Let me think. Oh, it was rigging the election for Hillary Clinton.
Apparently, they don't like the term rigging. That seems to be the crux of the argument. No one's arguing that that there wasn't a little bit of a thumb on the scale for Hillary. No one's arguing that. They're just saying they don't like the word rigging.
Donna Brazile playing the semantics game, as you're alluding to here, saying that, like, no, it wasn't rigged, meaning, like, nobody had rigged the vote tallies. But when you're the DNC and you're in charge again of the debate schedules and you have, like, you only schedule them up against, like, football games and award shows and on Saturdays and, you know, just like making sure that no one can see them, that does suggest something. And by the way, the Sanders campaign people, they've been very angry about this.
Well, as they should be. But you listen, Bernie was a good little minion, and he towed the line and got in line and supported Hillary Clinton as he was supposed to do. And at about the same time, and I'm just saying this is a coincidence, I'm not saying there's anything untoward, he bought a house on Lake Champlain with something, you know, a lot of lakefront footage for worth more than, you know, his total value. So listen, good for Bernie. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying it's a coinkydink, that's all.
He's done so well somehow. Also, Donna Brazile this weekend is upset with everyone telling her to shut up. The Democratic Party's like, there's a race going on in Virginia. We might lose it. Will you please shut up? Here's her response.
For those who are telling me to shut up, they told Hillary that a couple of months ago. You know what I tell them? Go to hell.
Oh!
Wait, so here...
Spitting hot fire.
Why would Donna Brazile, this doesn't make any sense to me, why would she just make this up? Why would she make this stuff up in the book? Is she on her way out in the DNC, so she's just going to salt the earth? It doesn't make any sense. Why would she make it up?
I don't think she would. I think the whole point is that she's trying to ingratiate herself to the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. And by the way, this book is, like, again, a confirmation for so many people who suspected foul play. What have we found out in the past weeks? Twitter suppressing conversations about the election. Donna Brazile says the election was rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton. And she also says that she was nervous for her life after Seth Rich was killed.
Yep.
She sounds like a Seth Rich truther.
Shutting her blinds to her office window so snipers could not see her and installing surveillance cameras at her home after that. 822 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend JJ, who decided after hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss that he was going to give it a go. So, JJ, what made you want to try EMP 180?
Well, what really pushed me over the edge was my son had to draw a picture of his family for school, and he drew, you know, stick figures for himself, for his sister, for his mother. And for me, he drew a stick figure and then a big circle around the middle.
Oh, man.
It made me realize that I needed to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better example, and to be better for myself. And so you know, when I heard your ads, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Amazing. So now you just got started, but how has your experience been starting the plan?
They have been really helpful with some issues I had with some medications I was taking, and they worked on that really closely with me. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. It really is something that they work with you to customize, so it was great.
So there you have it. Do what I did. Do what a lot of people are doing, and check out EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Two locations, Tyson's Corner and Rockville. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of hiccups this morning. Water main break for those of you heading through Hyattsville. If you come southbound on Route 1, they are allowing you to get by now using a turn lane. It happened on the northbound side, but very slow. Route 1 south of 410. Just be aware of that. I see a lot of activity there, a lot of cones set up. On the trip into Kensington, Connecticut Avenue, coming southbound right before you get to University Boulevard. Still watch. We had some accident activity. It's been a long-standing crash in Damascus this morning with the accidents. 27 Ridge Road south of Route 80. Looks like they're just about cleared here. It's close to Goo Road, if you're familiar with that stretch. 270. We're still on the brakes here as you head through Hyattstown. And again, before you get to Germantown, most of the way onto the 270 spur. Virginia had the crash quickly to the shoulder, eastbound 66 as you pass Business 234. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's the way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 827 on WMAL. Well, guess what? Everything old is new again. Cassette tapes are back, and the world is running out of the cassette tape. Literally, the cassette tape. There is a company called National Audio Company in Springfield, Missouri. Steve Stepp is the president and co-owner, and he has been hoarding a stockpile of music-quality cassette tape from suppliers over the last 15 years, and now they're actually starting to rev up manufacturing of it again because all these groups want everything released on cassette.
This is hipster nonsense. It doesn't actually add anything to the fidelity. You have CDs, or if you want to go back to vinyl, do it. But forget these stupid cassette tapes.
Does this mean you've never made your wife a mixtape?
It's taking the radio and, yeah, I mean, but the times have changed. We can download them instantly now.
You are such a romantic. It's 828 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like bite can make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth, so avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Wednesday.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere Wednesday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll have another update for you on that church shooting in Texas. The details, more and more details are coming in, so we'll keep you updated on that. And also, Rand Paul was attacked over the weekend, and much worse than initially thought. We'll have all the details. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A small Texas town near San Antonio is looking desperately for answers today after a massacre at a church yesterday left 26 people dead.
The dead range in age from 72 to 5 years old, which the sheriff says is tragic.
I mean, it's one thing to see an adult, but to see a 5-year-old, I mean, that's tough.
The shooter, Devin Kelly, briefly served in the Air Force and ran from the church when a man grabbed his gun and went after him. Kelly was found dead miles down the road with a gunshot wound. In Sutherland Springs, I'm Clayton Neville.
In Japan, President Trump says the U.S. and Japan can have a much better future.
President Trump says Japan has had the upper hand over the U.S. when it comes to trade.
Try building your cars in the United States instead of shipping them over. Is that possible to ask? That's not rude. Is that rude? I don't think so.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan will be able to come to an agreement that benefits both countries. President Trump and Prime Minister Abe said they see eye to eye with the North Korea situation, saying maximum pressure should be placed on Pyongyang. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A Montgomery County police officer is on administrative leave today after shooting and seriously wounding a suspect last night in Wheaton. The officer was called to a shopping center where the driver of an SUV was ramming another car with his. The officer fired at the driver, although it's still not clear exactly why. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the shooting death of an off-duty D.C. police sergeant in Baltimore over the weekend. Baltimore police say that sergeant and a woman were sitting in a parked car when someone shot them. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,539, the NASDAQ at 67,64. Sports sponsored by Staples, a dramatic win for the Redskins in Seattle. Wins for Dallas and Philadelphia. The Giants lose, the Ravens lose, the Raiders win the late game, the Wizards beat Toronto, and the Caps host Arizona tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our program,
action. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start first with the better news, Maryland, in the Damascus area. It has been a tough morning with a longstanding crash, but finally cleared, so it's going to be much better pace for you now. 27 Bridge Road, south of Route 80 near Goo Road. That's where we had, again, this longstanding serious crash that had been under police direction. Quick improvement with lanes open now. On 270 southbound, looks good coming out of Frederick. Biggest stretch of delays begin right in the Clarksburg area, and that takes you past 118. Again, before you get into Rockville, slows to the spur. I do see one car on the shoulder south of 124 Montgomery Village Avenue, but doesn't seem to be blocking, just a distraction for sure. Top side of the Beltway, still below speed, College Park and around to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. No delays. The earlier hang-up had been in Forestville, the crash past Route 4, now gone for a long time, and those delays better. Car fire in Northeast Benning Road as you come up to Minnesota Avenue. If you're coming inbound before 295, that's the scene of all this activity with big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east. Second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early, 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Haymarket, 61 in Hyattsville, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. At approximately 11:20 this morning, a suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire. That suspect entered the church and continued to fire. As he exited the church, a local resident grabbed his rifle and engaged that suspect. The suspect dropped his rifle, which was a Ruger AR assault-type rifle, and fled from the church. Our local citizen pursued the suspect at that time. A short time later,
as law enforcement responded, that suspect right at the Wilson, Guadalupe County line, he ran off the roadway and crashed out and was found deceased in his vehicle. At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident who engaged him in gunfire. We know he's deceased in the vehicle.
All right, that was the voice of Freeman Martin. He's the regional director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, giving details last night on that shooting in Texas, Sutherland Springs, Texas, where the First Baptist Church was shot up by this gunman. And again, he was chased down, as you were hearing just now, by a pair of good Samaritans, one who opened fire on him. He heard about the shooting. His daughter had apparently alerted him to it. He shows up with his own rifle, shoots the gunman, and at that point the gunman jumps in his vehicle, and then the savior gunman jumps into the vehicle with this guy Langendorf, who has been interviewed now by the press. Here's Johnny Langendorf, the driver of the chase vehicle, when these two civilians gave chase away from the church, talking about the experience yesterday.
You saw the two men exchanging gunfire. Correct. And then one of the men, someone you recognize, jumped in the car.
No, I didn't know him at all. I didn't recognize him. He just was a member of the community. And whenever he came to my vehicle in distress and with his weapon, he explained very quickly what happened. And he got in the truck, and I knew that it was just time to...
It's time to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell me about that. Tell me about following this guy. Was it high speed? Was he driving normally all over the place? What was it like?
No, sir. He got a little bit of a jump on us, and so we were doing about 95 down 539, going around traffic and everything. And eventually, he came to kind of a slowdown, and after that, we got within just a few feet of him, and then he got off the road.
How did that happen? Did you guys bump him, or did he lose control by himself?
He just lost control, and then that's whenever I put the vehicle in park, because I was still on the phone with dispatch, and the other gentleman jumped out and had his rifle drawn on him, and he didn't move after that.
That other gentleman, been named in several reports as Stephen Williford, who had grabbed his rifle and engaged the suspect, those two men... it looks like they were able to stop what could have been further carnage by taking out the gunman. The reactions to this have come in very swift as it was developing yesterday. The president of the United States was in Japan and made a few short remarks on the subject. Here's the president's words.
This is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event. These are great people and a very, very sad event.
Saying this is a mental health issue. And taking on from that perspective.
Well, and I don't disagree with that at all. And I was listening this morning as I was getting ready to come here, and I had the news on, and I was listening, and they were, you know, bemoaning this entire situation, obviously. And they were saying, you know, why do we allow mentally ill people to get guns? The problem is until they shoot someone, a lot of these guys have a lot in common, and that is they were quiet, they kept to themselves, will sometimes have, some people inquire a bad temper with them, they'll encounter a bad temper with them, and nobody would ever think that they would do something like this, though. So, and a lot of people, the problem with this, though, is, you know, we were talking a while ago, there was a movement afoot for soldiers who had PTSD to not be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. So people aren't going to go seek mental health counseling because 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you took a prescription for depression. You may be fine now, but because 20 years ago, you took a prescription
for depression. Well, that's the political trick.
You can't have your Second Amendment rights. So while I do agree that these people are mentally ill, anyone who commits a crime where they murder somebody, I think you're mentally ill.
Well, this is where I think politicians run into the third rail, which is they don't often want to take on the mental illness equation because they're scared about the implication for veterans to be lumped in with mental health issues, and they feel like that's a third rail not worth touching for them. The reactions to this, I said, have been all over the place. A lot of Democrats and celebrities calling for gun control. I'll end on this one, though. This is Donald Trump Jr. just 22 minutes ago saying, "A psycho with an illegal gun kills many taken down by law-abiding citizen with gun." Which one of these would be out of the equation with more gun control?
He's absolutely right. It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, save $10 instantly on two Trikaonix premium quality wiper blades. Advance also offers free wiper blade installation with purchase on most vehicles at most locations. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Valid now through November 29th.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town in Northeast. Crews just about wrapping up, but boy, still slow. Benning Road, Minnesota Avenue. That's where we had the car fire. So what's happening is you come inbound Benning Road. This is before you can get to the exit for 295. So that's why we're hung up through that stretch. Now, let's get you elsewhere. Round the Beltway we go. Virginia, brief delays in Annandale, then most of the way from 66 to the Legion Bridge, off the spur, across the bridge as well. 270, we're still bogged down Clarksburg through Germantown and in Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, nothing reported in the way, but we're still pretty much seeing those brake lights from 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. Let's go in the Sterling area. Crash on 606 east of the Loudoun County Parkway. That's where I'm seeing delays. 606 Old Ox Road, right near Pebble Run Place. If you're familiar with that stretch, if you take that ride, you know where that crosses. Again, off of the Loudoun County Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front moving through and a little damp, cooler weather on the way as we go ahead for the next 24 to 36 hours. Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east, second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early, 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Stop clicking around this ball and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Okay, some strange news breaking over the weekend regarding Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, of course. The idea that he was attacked. He was attacked by a neighbor. What happened? So here's the rundown as we know it. Originally, we were getting reports that he was attacked and that some guy was brought into custody and that Senator Paul was fine. But it's a little more serious than that. Rand Paul suffered 5 broken ribs after his neighbor blindsided him outside of his Kentucky home on Friday, according to the Associated Press. Doug Stafford is his senior advisor to Rand Paul, says it's unclear when Paul will be able to return to work in Washington because he's in considerable pain and has been having trouble getting around. The man who tackled him, I guess Rand Paul was out mowing his lawn. He's just mowing the lawn. It sounds like he was using a standing mower. It'd be quite a tackle if he flew over a riding mower. He's walking this mower, And Rene Boucher, 59 years old, lives next door, immediately next door to Rand Paul. And he was arrested on Saturday, charged with misdemeanor fourth degree assault because Boucher, I guess, just sprinted across the yard and tackled the guy. I saw some reporting that he also had maybe an injury to his face too, Rand Paul. The Kentucky State Police made the arrest of the assailant. Voting records from the Kentucky State Board of Election, Boucher is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. Meanwhile, his neighbors say that he's an avowed socialist. So this is suggestive that there was a political inclination, but maybe he was upset that Rand was mowing like portions of his lawn or something.
Well, they had a property line that met. So this could have been you've seen neighbors, right, have arguments over some of the dumbest stuff, like hedges. Like, your hedges are on my property, or they're coming into my line, or you're cutting your side lower than my side. And it's crazy what people get in fights
with. Right, or like, don't cut your lawn into my lawn because it's making it look like that's your lawn. It's not your lawn. That's my lawn. Stay off my property, Rand Paul.
Yeah, people get a little crazy when it comes to stuff in the neighborhood. So who knows what this is about, but you want to know, don't you? Like, I so want to know what this is about.
Totally.
What led this to this?
He's an anesthesiologist in Bowling Green. And a registered nurse who's acquainted with him, Jeff Jones, described this guy as a liberal. He says, quote, he was active on social media and said some negative things about the Republican agenda. I think it was unfortunate that they lived so close together. Boucher is a divorced socialist who is, quote, pretty much the opposite of Rand Paul in every way, according to Jim Bullington, a former member of the city commission who knows both men pretty well. Boucher wrote the following on Facebook recently. He said, may Robert Mueller fry Trump's, I'm not even going to say it, but it involves, you know, appendages. But the idea is, this guy, not a fan of President Trump and probably not a fan of Rand Paul hanging out with him
so much. I don't understand how this is a misdemeanor fourth degree, because Rand Paul, as you said, five broken ribs, three displaced fractures. Now, I don't know if those are the ribs that are now displaced, you know, and he's going to have to be bandaged up there. Lung contusions, which are also, you know, bruises that were caused by the broken ribs. And he's going to have to be monitored because they can cause internal bleeding and pneumonia. How is that a misdemeanor?
I don't know. Rand Paul, by the way, remember, is an ophthalmologist, so he probably knows some of the doctors who are taking care of him today. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is overfat the new obesity? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Earlier this year, Australian researchers first suggested the term overfat more accurately encapsulates the problem itself. That is to say, while you may not be clinically overweight or obese, you may still have excess fat that puts your health at risk. A new study estimates 90% of men, 80% of women, and 50% of children in the United States are overfat. The study's lead author says just measuring BMI may miss diagnosing the problem. What we should really be worried about is where your fat is concentrated, he says. The researchers recommend using a tape measure to measure your waist circumference. Now remember this, if it measures more than half your height, your fat could put your health at risk, they say. Of course, everybody's body is different, and your best bet is to have an honest conversation with your own doctor. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
President Trump is enduring the most turbulent presidency in recent history, creating a period of economic uncertainty, reminding investors of 2008, when some lost as much as 50% of their retirement accounts. Protect your family's financial future with a gold IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. A gold IRA is an ultimate hedge against economic uncertainty because precious metals are a true wealth asset that hold their value. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 and receive your free gold IRA kit. That's 855-858-5807.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months. months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
855 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, everybody. Be careful when that rain comes down too for pavement slick on the trip around the Beltway. Still with the volume as you leave 66 toward the Legion Bridge, off the spur to the Legion as well, but lanes are there, are all reported open. 66 eastbound prior to the Beltway. Looking at the crash, it still remains on the left shoulder, nothing blocked, but just keep alert as you again approach 66 at the Beltway. Loudoun County crews working the crash, 606 Old Ox Road, east of the Loudoun County Parkway. In the district, it was the car fire, Benning Road before 295 at Minnesota Avenue. And in case you missed it, better in Damascus, you can now use 27 Ridge Road south of 80. That crash gone, as are the delays. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp for the commute home later today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west with a cold front. Maybe some heavy downpours in spots, 73 degrees on a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist, 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMBC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Vince, coming up on WMAL tomorrow. I don't know if anybody knows this, but there's an election going on in Virginia. Apparently, it's an important one. It's supposedly like a big election.
I'm not even fake excited about this. I'm legitimately excited about Election Day tomorrow. And I can get fake excited about a lot of stuff.
I'm glad when you don't fake it because it's important.
I'll be legitimately excited for the next couple hours, though. Chris Plant's here.
Well, you guys have not been together that long to be having discussions like this. But legitimately excited to be faking it. We'll just gloss over that for now. Well, there was, of course, yet another mass homicide in the United States of America. Not an awful lot to say about it because we don't know enough about it. Donna Brazile making some amazing news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.